When it was sunset, I decided I did not want to go to the hotel compound. I was too scared of the soldiers. So I walked the other way. There were fruit bats flying all around. I waited till it was dark before I went past the place where they killed my sister. There was no moonlight. There was only a blue glow from the small creatures in the sea. Sometimes there was a freshwater stream that ran down the beach where I could drink. I walked all night, and when it got light, I went back into the jungle. I found a red fruit to eat. I did not know its name, but I was hungry. It was bitter, and I was very sick. I was very scared the men would come and find me again. When I had got to go to the toilet, I buried my excrement so that I would not leave any traces. Every noise I heard, I thought it was the men coming back. I said to myself, "Little bee, the men are coming to tear your wings off." It was like this for two more nights, and on the last night I came to our port. There were red and green lights flashing out in the sea, and there was a long concrete seawall. I walked all along the top of the wall. There were waves crashing all over me, but there were no guards. Near the end of the seawall, on the land side, there were two ships tied up next to each other. The near one had an Italian flag. The other one was British. So I climbed over the Italian ship to get to it. I went down into the cargo hold. It was easy to find because there were signs written in English. And English, you know, is the official language of my country. I stopped talking then, and I looked down at the tablecloth. Sarah came around to my side of the table, and she sat on the chair beside me, and she hugged me for a long time. Then we sat there holding our cold cups of tea. I rested my head on Sarah's shoulder. Outside, the day grew a little brighter. We did not say anything. After a short time, I heard footsteps on the stairs, and then Charlie came into the kitchen. Sarah wiped her eyes and took a deep breath and quickly sat up straight. Charlie was wearing his Batman costume, but without the mask and without the belt that he kept his Batman tools in.